George?
Yes?
I'm going to give you a little hint.
Give me a little hint.
Month is among us. And if you want to survive, start collecting supplies and stay in groups.
Okay, that's... Alright, that's great advice. Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome, George.
Alright. Bye-bye. Love you.
I'm here with Maddox, and I'd really like to know, why are you wearing a crown and a robe and looking all kingly?
Well, I made a donation to Hurricane Katrina, and to emphasize what a good person I am, I wanted to wear a crown so people could come and bow and kiss my hand. I was going to go on a hand-kissing tour.
What do you got going on here at this booth?
I got a couple of new t-shirts I'm unveiling from the best page in the universe. This one is Boner's Rule. I'm a big fan of boners, so, you know, I pop them all the time. This is the children's artwork article. It went around on the internet. Everyone's seen it. It's been passed through email forwards, and here's how I can tell it's really huge. Someone forwarded it to me, and I wrote back. I was like, yeah, asshole, I wrote it. I think that maybe in an ideal world, everyone would be right. Alphabet of manliness. This guy's punching a gorilla in the face on the cover. Originally, I wanted him to be punching a rhinoceros right in the dick, but the publisher didn't really like that idea too much. This got to number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list, and it stayed on the list for about 7 or 8 weeks. And it also got to number 1 on the Amazon bestseller list globally, and that was actually in pre-orders. And the only other books that have ever done that are like the Harry Potter series. So just to give you an idea, it caught everyone off guard because I don't think there's ever been another New York Times bestseller with a chapter called Boners. I wrote a whole chapter about it, obviously. So, okay. I'm very proud of that.
What particularly is this book about? I'm sure it's not just, is it just A, B, C, D letters?
It's A to Z through of manliness. A stands for ass kicking, B stands for boners, C stands for copping a peel, J stands for beef jerky, and N stands for Chuck Norris, Norris comma Chuck. It's got chicks kicking each other in the crotches. That's pretty hot. It's got lesbian robots and they're scissoring. That's hot. It's got chicks wrestling in oil. Look at that, boobs. It's got the motion of the boobs. It's like, it's everything manly. It's got a guy who's pissing in a bush and his girlfriend's pissed at him. That's awesome. My girlfriend has always pissed at me when I piss in bushes.
Sure.
So, it's Alphabet of Manliness, New York Times bestseller.
You have advice for the male population of 18 to 35.
My advice is drop out of school and read my website. I'll teach you everything you need to know. You're not going to learn anything in school that you're not going to learn on my website, except maybe calculus. But you might learn a little bit of calculus, because... I'm a math major, so.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Riley Mixini, back with another episode of I Am the Greatest.
Hello?
Hello, is this Sherry?
Speaking.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling with the City of Winnipeg.
Uh-huh.
We've been getting some reports about your activity online. Do you have a moment to talk about this?
Excuse me, what was your question?
Do you have a moment to speak with me, briefly?
Pardon?
My question is, do you have a moment to talk briefly about your activities online?
What organization are you from?
Oh, I'm calling with the City of Winnipeg. I'm with the Comptroller's Office.
The what?
The Comptroller's Office. My name is George Maddox. We're the department of the city that gets complaints about online activity, and we follow up to make sure that we can contain it.
So who's your superior?
My superior is Steve Dave.
And what building do you operate out of?
The Comptroller's Office downtown. But none of that really matters that much. I was just curious about the reports we have here. Hello? Can't hang up on the Comptroller's Office.
Hello.
Hi, I do apologize. It's just that I have to make sure that we handle this situation before I can let you go. Could I just ask you about your Munsa tweets?
Munsa tweets?
They've been reported to us, yes. That's what I'm calling about.
Oh, okay. So, what questions do you have about Munsa?
We're just curious why you're posting hate rhetoric towards a group of people on the internet. Basically. We'd like to request that you take it down.
How did you get my phone number?
We have it here at the city. You're registered with the city.
What city?
City of Winnipeg. Are you there, Sherry? Okay. So usually stuff like this will happen if other online users...
What's your name?
My name is George Maddox. Generally, if other users discover your private info, they'll find out where you live. Yeah, they'll find out where you live and they'll report your tweets and activity to the city. So that's basically what's going on. Someone must have found out who you were, and maybe it was somebody from Munsa, but they're not appreciating the way you're talking, so we just gotta put a boot down on that while we have the chance. You know, this isn't America. We don't do the free speech thing up here.
You don't do free speech in America.
No, we do it in America. Well, we don't do it. They do it in America. We don't do it up here. You can't just run your mouth about Munsa. I'm not, no.
Are you American?
No. Born and raised in the area. Stonewall.
In the area of what?
Went to high school in Stonewall. So.
Where's that?
Where's what?
Where's Stonewall?
Manitoba. Ma'am, why are you asking me personal questions? I would just like you to delete your tweets.
You're giving me personal details, so I'm responding with personal questions.
Well, please stop trying to get information out of me. I am a city official, and I don't appreciate it. What I would like you to do is just apologize.
Where's your office?
Formally, the comptroller's office.
Come down to your office.
Well, I would just like you to apologize.
Tell me where your office is.
Just go ahead and apologize formally on the record for statements against Munsa so that I can forward that on to the reporters.
What does Munsa stand for?
I have no idea. I've just got reported tweets here. A group called Munsa is offended.
You're confusing me. A group called Munsa.
Right.
Is complaining about Munsa?
No, complaining about your tweets about Munsa.
Is their name Munsa as well?
I have no idea, lady. Listen, just delete the tweets. We've gotten two reports today in the comptroller's office. You just need to delete your tweets. You're calling someone molesters? I can read the tweet. I've got the reported tweet here.
Okay, read it out.
The molesters from Munsa, not all of them are like that, by the way, are trying to connect females that may be presidents or CEOs or chair people that will try to get them to contribute to disgusting activities. Warn them. So this is considered hate speech by our policies here in Winnipeg.
It's not hate speech.
Well, that's not up to you to decide.
Hate speech involves ethnic groups.
Right. Well, someone's identified as a molester, perhaps, to report you, but it has been reported as hate speech. You can't just say whatever you want.
No, it's been reported to?
No, it's been reported to us here at the city, and we'll have to take further action by asking Twitter to suspend your account.
You're at the city. So you think you work for the city of what?
Winnipeg. I've told you this, ma'am. I do work for the city. Ma'am, please, shut up. I'm the Twitter agent for the comptroller's office. I handle Twitter reports of hate speech.
Okay. Which counselor?
The comptroller's office, ma'am.
The what?
The comptroller's office, with a P. Comptroller.
Cop. Are you saying comptroller's office?
No, I'm saying comptroller's office. Ma'am, please just delete the hate. Listen, delete the hate speech, or you're gonna get a follow up warning from Alan Vanderwater, and you don't want that.
And what is Alan Vanderwater's position?
Alan Vanderwater is the agent of operations. He's senior and in charge of the Comptroller's Division. Ma'am, I'm not here to talk about my job, okay? I'm here to have you delete this tweet about you're accusing people from Munsa of being molesters, and they don't appreciate that.
You know what Munsa is?
I have no idea. Do you want to tell me?
So, you're upset that I said
I'm not upset.
Involved in Munsa.
I'm not upset. Someone reported it to me.
I don't know what Munsa is.
Right. I don't care. I'm not upset about it. It was reported to our office. We just have to take care of it as a city.
Are you being paid to call me to say this?
Yep. I'm on the clock right now.
Who's paying you?
The city of Winnipeg.
Who's paying you?
The city of Winnipeg.
Tell you what. What's your name again? George?
George Maddox. I worked for the city of Winnipeg,
You get the mayor to call me and tell me all about this.
Ma'am, we do this to 100 people a day. The mayor does not care about you
about
or have
Munsa?
Any...
Is it all about Munsa?
No, it's not all about Munsa. I don't know what Munsa is. Mayor Bowman's not going to talk to you. He doesn't care about you. This is a job, okay? I call people all day, and I ask them to delete their tweets if they're considered hate speech by the city. This has been Brian's policy since 2016.
So, how is that hate speech to warn people about...
To warn them of what?
Bad behavior.
Who is Munsa?
You should have known before you called.
That's not my job. My job is to issue you a $40 fine if you don't delete the tweets. And because you're being a stupid bitch, I might add a stupid bitch fee.
Well, there is a stupid bitch on the phone, and it ain't me.
Oh, it sure is you. That wasn't clever or funny at all, ma'am, and now it's going to cost you $60. Do you feel smart? Do you feel good about yourself? Because you said something witty, and now you owe me $20 more to the city? We'll fine you.
Who's paying you to do this?
The city of Winnipeg. Mayor Brian Bowman. Yes, they are. We've had a Twitter department since 2016. This is just the first time that you've been reported. Other people are reported all the time. You're not special. This isn't interesting to us. This is just disruptive behavior. You need to delete the tweets. Go ahead. We'll be waiting on the line until you've deleted the said tweets about Munsa. It's not okay to target a group of people and bash on them for being that group of people. No matter who you think it is, ma'am.
So, because I made some tweets denigrating some pedophiles, you think you're doing some service?
Oh, is that what it is? Are you attacking pedophiles? You know, none of you people who go out there and attack pedophiles are any better than the people who attack black people or trans people or gays. They are humans, too. You can't just accuse people of being pedophiles, and you can't use it like a slur. Would you say that gay man, that man's being gay? No, so you can't say that pedophile. This is 2020, ma'am.
Where are you calling from?
City of Winnipeg, ma'am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not calling from the city of Winnipeg.
Yes, I am, ma'am. Look, if imagine your tweet, if you said, okay, the molester's from, and then you just put, like, Chicago, wouldn't that be kind of offensive? Don't you realize why you can't just put whole groups of people?
Chicago.
You recall what?
I don't recall writing about Chicago.
I wasn't saying you were, ma'am. I was saying if you replaced Munsa in your tweet with other ethnic groups, like people from Chicago, then that would also be hate speech.
Would it?
It would, ma'am.
Have you... looked at Munsa on Twitter?
No, I don't care about what Munsa is, ma'am. You just need to delete the tweet right now. I'm getting sick of this. Go ahead and delete the tweet. Delete the tweet, ma'am. And then we can just go about our day. I have other people to call who have been tweeting about Barack Obama.
What about Barack Obama?
The basic lizard jokes. We call people up, we ask them to knock it off. Barack Obama was not a reptile. That's racist. Go ahead and hang up. Go ahead and delete the tweets.
Who else are you interested in?
What do you mean, who else am I interested in?
Well, you've mentioned a few names. Is there any other names you want to mention to me?
No, I want you to delete your tweet from 15 hours ago about how people from Munsa are all molesters. You said that. You should fix that.
Are you a follower of mine?
No. I would never follow you on Twitter. Your Twitter seems
boring. How did you see
boring.
My Twitter page?
I haven't seen your Twitter page. I work for the city. This tweet was reported to me. Ma'am, do you know how to understand words? Is there someone else I could speak to, perhaps, that could go ahead and help you delete your Twitter?
Who do you work for?
If I say the city of Winnipeg again, will your reaction change? I work for the city.
In the city of Winnipeg that you could transfer me to right now to speak to.
No, there's not.
I agree with you because it's 5:02. They're all sleeping.
I'm the only one here this early, ma'am. I just started work. Okay, ma'am. Also, it's not 5:02. I don't know what clock you're looking at. It is 4:47.
So, what's the location of your building?
Ma'am, I don't answer to you. Delete your tweet. Delete it now.
What's the location of your building?
Hey, bitch, delete your tweet. Delete your fucking tweet.
Hey,
I'm tired of this
answer
shit.
Answer my question.
No.
What's the location of your fucking building?
Delete your fucking tweet or I'll have my supervisor call you when she gets in. You don't want that. Haley's a bitch. She'll yell at you really bad. She'll fine you $80. I'm only going to fine you $60 if you don't delete the tweet. Delete it.
Okay.
Delete the tweet.
Stupid cunt. I don't appreciate being called in the middle of the night.
Okay, well, just if you just delete the tweet and stop being a dumb bitch.
Fantasy from some crackpot's mind.
This is not a fantasy, ma'am. You were reported for your behavior. Stop acting up, and the Canadian government will leave you alone.
Will they now? Maybe I don't want them to leave me alone.
Ma'am, you better knock it off. You better delete your tweets right now.
Well, I'm not going to.
You better. Ma'am, why are you listening to copywritten music? Did you purchase that? We have detectors here.
Devil music.
We have phone detectors here that can show when pirated music is playing, and I don't appreciate you playing pirated music while on the phone with a city official.
Oh.
I'm going to need you to turn off the music, ma'am, and delete your tweet.
I'm not going to do either of that.
Why won't you just delete the fucking tweet?
Because I don't have to.
Yes, you do. You don't have freedom of speech. You have to do what
yes,
we say.
I do.
No, you don't. What makes you believe that? Where are you getting that from?
Oh, my God.
Listen.
What's your location?
It's first thing in the morning. Delete the tweet so we can get on with
are
this.
Are you at your house, your apartment, or a building?
I am at work. At a building downtown.
What's the address?
Ma'am, I don't answer to you. Delete your fucking tweet.
I'm not going to delete the
tweet.
Are you downtown?
Delete the tweet. Ma'am, delete the tweet.
Are you on a cell phone?
Ma'am, delete the tweet.
Are you on a cell phone?
No, I'm not on a cell phone. Delete the tweet.
Is there a number I could call you back at?
No. Delete the tweet.
I'm not going to delete the tweet.
You should delete the tweet where you tweet out your phone number, and then people can just randomly call you and lie to you for 20 minutes at a time. You should delete that tweet. You really should delete some tweets. You put your whole docs on the internet. Like, I have a prank call show, and I can just call you up and bother you at 5 in the morning. Isn't that dumb of you?
Are you just mentally unstable, or do you actually have something against Mensa?
No, I don't know what that is. I told you that. I'm not mentally unstable. You tweeted my phone number for those who need to talk business, not gossip. Is blank. And then you tweeted your whole full name so I could find out a bunch of stuff about you for my prank call show.
Mm.
Why would you do
your
that?
Prank call show?
Yeah, you shouldn't
have
done that.
Prank call show on where?
I'm not telling you. Cause I'm going to air this without
maybe
your
I'll
permission.
Watch it.
Well, I don't want you to get
maybe
mad at
I'll
me.
Maybe I'll watch it. Is it on YouTube or something?
No, it's on the website. It's on the internet. It's on a website.
It's on the internet? What's it called?
It's called ASEPresents.com. We do a prank call show. It's very fun. It's called I Am the Greatest.
So I'm being... Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to call you up and mess with you.
Am I going to be on your show?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because we've been talking for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Could you say George Maddox is a jerk? Or, like, give me some fun sound bites or something for the show? I want to add it to the theme song. I was hoping you'd yell at me.
Well, I'm not in the yelling mood right now, George.
What if I cursed more? What if I was like, you're a dumb bitch. Hang up the phone.
I'm not going to hang up the phone, George.
Oh, come on, just hang it up. Just hang it up right now.
No.
I've got other...
I want to know more about where your location is.
Manitoba, Canada. I'm in my dad's attic. In Manitoba.
Your dad's attic. On
yeah.
What street?
I'm not telling you my street name, lady. Whew. Can't do that.
What part of Winnipeg do you live in?
I don't want to tell you that either. But I'm from Stonewall.
Downtown, Wolseley, St. Patel, Riverdale, what?
Idaho.
Idaho. You're calling it Idaho?
Yeah, Idaho, Canada.
Idaho, Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. You have many people in your house right now?
Just six. Ma'am, just hang up the phone.
No, I'm not going to.
Why not?
If you don't, we need to chat more, George.
Why do we need to chat more? Are you lonely?
Just curious.
My listeners are going to get bored with this phone call because you're not getting mad or anything.
So when you call someone, you expect them to get angry at you and then you're satisfied with the phone call.
Right, but when they don't get angry and we just like talk, it's less satisfying.
How did you hear of my Twitter site?
Oh, I just looked up my phone number is in the Twitter search, and then I call people who are really dumb. Like, here's another tweet I just found that I'm going to call after you. Someone hashtag Sprint Corporate. Hello, my name is blank. My phone number is blank. And then they complained about Sprint, so I'm going to call them next and say I'm Sprint. And see what their reaction is when I tell them I'm changing their phone number to a new phone number to fuck with them. Isn't that great?
It's very interesting.
It's a lot of fun. I know people who make up to $4,000 a month doing prank calls. It's great.
Wow.
The internet's amazing.
Well, you gotta make a buck, eh?
Yeah, alright, go ahead and hang up, though, so I can call this next person. I'm changing into my Sprint uniform right now.
Okay, George, I need to know where you are first.
Why is that? Why is that something you need to know?
Because it's important to me.
Why is that?
It allows me to know you better.
I don't think that I need you to know me better. It's fine.
Do you live in America?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. I'm not fucking Canadian. Kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on. Lady, just hang up the phone. We're not friends.
Whereabouts in America do you live?
Just hang up the phone.
I just need to know where you live. Just
why?
Give me a state, even.
Nevada. Does that help you? Does that make you happier? How old are you?
I don't want to share my age.
What? You mean you can ask me all these personal questions about my address, but you don't want to tell me how old you are? Come on, Sherry. That's rude.
Lady never tells her age.
Oh, whatever. That's boring. That's sexist a little bit. Come on. Are your parents still together?
Well, that's not for discussion.
Oh, so no? They're not? Did they sit you down and tell you why they got a divorce? How do you know it wasn't because of you?
What time is it there, George?
2:57 a.m. So, like, if your parents didn't talk to you...
Is it cold there?
Yeah, it's cold.
You got a lot of snow?
If your parents didn't talk to you about their divorce, how do you know it wasn't your fault?
Got a lot of snow out there, George?
Not right now.
Did you have a lot before?
We used to, back in winter. When it wasn't March, yeah, there was some snow. We have seasons down here.
You don't got any snow left where you are.
No, I sold it all. Hang up the phone. I don't want to hang up on you. That's boring. I want you to hang up.
I know.
Go ahead and give me a little slam down of the phone.
I need to know a little bit more about you, George.
What else do you want to know? I've got nothing else to do.
Have you gone to school, George?
Yes.
What school?
I went to this University of Utah. I'm a math major.
Really? What kind of math?
Calculus. But I became a writer, New York Times bestselling, under my pen name Maddox. But now I work for a call center. So at night, I just do prank calls.
Oh, what's the call center's name?
I can't tell you that, ma'am. For my own personal security, you know. Privacy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anybody else around you that talks about Mensa?
No, I don't know what that is. Are you going to tell me? Like, am I at least going to get to find out what that is before I hang up? Because I can't be fucked to look it up.
Well, Mensa, there's something that's among us, and you need to be good.
Okay.
Be good.
What's
be
that
good,
mean?
George.
I would love to learn more.
That's all I can tell you.
To be good? Okay, I'll be good. Thank you. Go ahead and hang up the phone. Thanks, Sherry. Have fun on Twitter.
Okay.
Seriously, you should delete that tweet, though. You don't
I
want...
I can't delete that tweet.
No, not the Mensa one. The one with your phone number on it. Otherwise, we'll get weirdos to call you like this.
Yes, I thought that might happen, but I was hoping that people that had information would call me.
Okay, well, nobody's going to call you with information. Okay, bye. Hang up the phone.
Whereabouts in Utah are you?
No, Nevada. Ma'am, just hang up.
Nevada,
just hang
Nevada?
It up. Hang it up right now. I'm lying to you. Everything I've said has been a lie the whole time. In every direction. You'll never pin me down. Woohoo, gotcha. Hang up the phone. This is all a distraction, ma'am. Ma'am, you're being distracted.
Were you just bored and you came across my Twitter site and decided to call me, George?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye now. Bye.
George?
Yes?
I'm going to give you a little hint.
Give me a little hint.
Mensa is among us. And if you want to survive, start collecting supplies and stay in groups.
Okay, that's... All right, that's great advice. Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome, George.
All right.
Best luck.
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, this is the first call of the show.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Maddox. I was just calling because I noticed you weren't following me back on Twitter. Well, that's a rude thing to hang up to.
No.
Hi, is this Dick?
Who's this?
This is George. Do I have the right number? This is Dick. Dick
George,
Dunn.
Where? From where? You know it's 6:30 in the morning, people sleeping?
Right, sorry, I just got to work here today. I was just calling to say that I noticed you weren't following me on Twitter. My name is Maddox Rules on Twitter.
Calling you on Twitter?
Well, no, you don't follow me on Twitter, at Maddox Rules, and I was thinking you could go
You're
ahead
lying.
And...
You're lying. You're lying.
What do you mean I'm lying? No, you don't follow... You hang up. Hey, Dick? Are you there? It's George again.
Hi. Richard is currently unavailable. Please speak clearly. Your voicemail is being transcribed by Umail.
Hey, Richard. It's George. I was just letting you know that you should follow me back on Twitter at Maddox Rules. Thanks, George. I mean, wait, I'm George. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, sorry. I had my mic off the first time I called. Sorry, I'm a podcaster. I'm staying in one of the rooms and we're recording a podcast up here, but the vehicles outside are really loud. Is it about to pick up outside? Is that what time it is? Like, people are going to work?
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock.
I'm from Los Angeles, and the traffic doesn't pick up until like 9 o'clock there. So,
yeah.
Is there a way we could get a room farther away from the road? Could I change rooms? Is that too big of a deal? Because we need to record our podcast, and I don't want to hear any cars.
You'll have to call back down around 8 a.m., and I can see about switching your room.
There's nobody there at all until 8 a.m.?
No, we can't switch you into a room until after housekeeping and everybody gets your...
Are there any empty rooms I could just maybe get in just to record the show? It's just going to take like an hour.
No, there's not. But there's a lobby down here. Maybe you could find a quiet corner.
Like in the lobby? Do you think if I just knocked on doors and asked people, I could maybe somebody would let me use their room to record the podcast? Oh, she hung up.
Front desk.
Why are you hanging up? Hello? Why'd you hang up?
Is there something I can do to help you?
Yes. I'm a customer. I'm paying, and I'm getting angry because you're not giving me any customer
support. Then what room are you in, sir?
I'm in 32.
What room are you in?
Listen.
You're in what?
Listen to me.
We don't have a room 32.
Yes, you do. I'm in 32.
32, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Maybe it's 23. I'm drunk. It's first thing in the morning. I need to record this podcast. If you're not going to help me get another room to record the podcast in, then we're going to go into an empty room. The maids leave them open all the time.
Okay, good luck.
Listen, help. Okay, she won't help me. Moving on.
This number is not in service. This call will be recorded by Google for quality purposes. Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Miss St. John?
Yes, I'm calling.
Hi, my name is George Maddox. I'm calling with Sprint Customer Service.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. Has a member of our team gotten in touch with you yet? We're decentralized, so I'm not sure, but...
Yes. They get in touch with me.
Okay. And are you all set for today's changes, then? Do you have the new phone number?
The new phone number?
Right. Itasca and Francis, they changed the phone number yesterday? Right, to solve that problem?
No, they didn't change the phone number.
Oh, well, I have that, you're getting a new phone number here today. You're getting a 777 number?
No one told me about that.
Oh, no, that's unfortunate. Yeah, no, we're going to be changing your phone number at noon today. It'll flip over from 860.
Why would you guys change my phone number?
Well, because of the way that, well, honestly, we made a mistake. I can't even think of a good lie. I made a mistake, and
it wouldn't be appropriate to lie to your customer.
Well, we are trained. We're trained to minimize damage. I don't mean lie. I'm sorry.
I have this phone number, for 6 years.
Six years.
That cannot change my phone number.
Wow. I had a podcast for 3 years, and then my co-host banged my ex-girlfriend.
No, I understand. I have family all over this country, okay?
So do I. I'm from Utah, originally.
Okay, that's not... Okay, your problem is not mine.
Wow, that's kind of rude. Well, why should...
You know what? You put it
me have you on the phone for me, please?
Yeah, give me my direct manager, or do you want like a specific department? Sorry, hold on. I'll give you my floor supervisor. Give me a second. I have to raise my hand.
I asked you for a manager. I didn't ask you for a floor supervisor.
He's the one on the floor. Look.
I don't know what to do with you guys.
I can't transfer you. I've got my hand up.
One thing.
I'm in training.
And then
Look. I'm in training. And I have to wait for my supervisor. Please stop yelling at me.
I apologize that you're in training, that you don't know what you're doing yet. But I need...
I'll try my hardest to help you change the phone number back.
I need you to tell your supervisor this customer requests to speak to a manager.
Yes, ma'am. Just one moment.
They can call me back. The manager could call me back at any time. My phone number cannot stay.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, ma'am, please don't hang up. I don't want to lose you. It's a call center here. If I lose you, I'll just call you back on your new number. Let me just go ahead and change
that over so that I don't lose you. What is my phone number now?
860-4, right?
Oh, yes. That number cannot change.
Well, so we're just going to change it over to 77.
I do business with this number. Well, this number cannot change.
Ma'am, we're going to change it to a 775-318.
You will not change it. You know what? Let me give you the number one lesson in customer service.
Sorry.
When a customer...
Continue. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
When a customer tells you that she does not want her phone number changed, what you do is you go to your supervisor and you let them know about what the customer said and let them take it over.
Yeah, she's yelling at me.
Do you want to talk to her? Tell a customer what you gonna do. And number two,
she's being a huge cunt.
Do not interrupt them.
Sorry, ma'am.
Now get
ma'am,
the supervisor. I'm done talking with you.
My supervisor's here. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? My name is Steve Dave. I'm the supervisor. How's it going, ma'am?
Oh, hi. Your name is Steve Dave.
Steve Dave with a V. Steve Dave. How can I help you today, ma'am?
Okay. Now, I just got a call stating that you guys are going to change my phone number.
Okay.
I don't know what's the reason.
Well, it looks like Francis put the order through yesterday.
Can I finish, please?
I'm sorry, I thought the big pause was you finishing. Go ahead.
You know what I'm training these people?
No, ma'am. I'm just the floor supervisor. We have a training manager.
You have to fire them ASAP.
We have 9 managers. People. We have 9 level of manager.
Can I speak to a manager?
Okay, let me get level 3 manager, Marcus.
The highest manager you have in your department, let me speak to them. Because once again, I'm going to go back to corporate and send them an email about what phone call I woke up to from AT&T.
Hey.
You guys have done enough.
Hey, Maddox. I'm gonna get my direct manager Maddox. I'm gonna get him over here. Hey Maddox, this lady on the phone is being a real bitch about a number change. Could you take over?
No, actually, I'm not a bitch. You a punk.
Oh my God, ma'am, can you please refrain from using language like that?
Who the fuck do you think you are? Calling my goddamn number calling me a bitch.
I apologize.
The man is brought out.
Man, my name is Maddox. I just took the phone. No, I apologize. I just took the phone from the floor supervisor. How is it going today, sir? Who is this that I'm speaking to?
I was sleeping, and I just heard your supervisor say my wife is a bitch about her phone.
That's what you heard Steve Dave say. Steve Dave, come here. Did you just call this lady a bitch about her calling in for customer support? You know you can't do that, Steve Dave.
I don't see how that's my fault at all. She was being a bitch.
Sir, I'm so sorry. Get out. Listen, get your shit. Get it out your desk. You're out. I apologize, sir. Steve Dave is not representative of Sprint Corporate Office. I would like you to know that. He is an alcoholic, and this is not the first altercation on the job that he has had with a customer.
Oh, my God. They just fired Steve Dave. Good, yeah. He's an alcoholic. So...
Is this... I'm sorry. The St. John account?
Yeah. Yes, this is Ludmilla's husband.
Okay, let me see.
I just heard him call her a bitch, and I took the phone from her because I can't have anybody call my wife a bitch.
I understand completely.
You guys called my wife, and she was getting a new phone number. She called just about her bill yesterday. It was all worked out.
Right. I'm seeing here in the notes that she had spoken to Francis yesterday. Does that sound right?
She spoke to who yesterday?
Francis.
Francis.
All right. Yeah, well. What is she saying in the background? Could I speak to her, or could you have her just shut the fuck up while
I'm gonna put her back. I'm gonna put her back on the phone.
All right, thank you.
I know you're not gonna call my wife a bitch. Hold on.
Right, of course. I would never do such a thing.
Hello.
Hi there. Hello. So, what I did do was we went ahead and I told Steve Dave to go ahead and pack his desk up. This is the third altercation he's had with a bitch. So I'm done with him using the term on the phone. I'm done with him doing this to our customers. It's not good for Sprint.
Okay, Dan. Hold on one second, okay?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm talking to my husband. I need a few minutes to come down, please.
I'm sorry, could y'all handle your marital problems some other times?
Okay, there you go.
No, I apologize. I'm not sure what's going on the phone here. I apologize. I'm just not sure what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking to your husband.
I asked my husband to go finish making the coffee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I
couldn't hear it. I'm sorry.
You have no business saying what you say. What you just said.
Ma'am, I need to get back to work.
What is wrong with you guys?
Ma'am, I have 28 people under me, and now I just fired Steve Dave, so I've got his whole damn team. I got 38 employees now today. Ma'am, because of you, you got Steve Dave fired, goddammit. Steve Dave's going to go relapse, and it's all going to be your fucking fault. If he shoots his wife tonight, it's going to be on you.
What is your name?
Maddox. My name is Maddox.
Okay, Maddox, there's one thing I want to say to you, okay? I don't know who gave you the job as a manager in a customer service center. You don't deserve it.
At this point, ma'am, there's nothing we can do.
Let me finish, because I let you call me name, and then let me finish.
At this point, ma'am, there's nothing we can do.
And get a job
I've gone ahead and changed your phone number.
You can fuck off. I'm going to go to corporate.
That's okay. There's nothing corporate could do. Ma'am.
And then we'll hear everything you're going to
say. Ma'am, I'm corporate. I've already changed your phone number. There's unfortunately nothing I can do.
You will not change my fucking phone
already
number.
Already did. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
You are a dumb bitch.
I'm sorry. You made me fire Steve Dave. She hung up. That was a wild ride of a call. I have a hilarious story to add on to that last call. She tweeted out after I had talked to her this. Just had the worst start to my weekend thanks to Sprint. Sprint customer service says my phone number has been changed after confirming my date of birth and passcode. I did not confirm with her the date of birth or passcode, as you just heard. She said, I didn't ask for this. I asked for the person for his manager. He says he is a trainee and calls out for a supervisor. Steve Dave gets on the phone. I tell him I didn't ask for my number to be changed. To this he replies, too bad. I repeat to him that I didn't want my number changed. Please transfer me to your manager. He yells out, this lady is being a bitch, and her number changed. A bitch? I couldn't believe it. The manager then says that Steve is an alcoholic who has had altercations with customers in the past, and asks him to clean out his desk. I tell the manager I don't want my number changed. Now I'm getting upset. She then swears at me again and said my phone number has already been changed and hangs up on me. Now, I've had some bad experiences with Sprint, but this was by far the absolute worst call I've ever had with any company anywhere. Please fix this situation. I'm willing to take a year out of my life to train your customer service reps. People should never be spoken to or treated the way that I was. Please get in touch with me. And then she signed it with her name, like a boomer. She just put her whole full name at the end of the tweet thread. Anyway, as you heard, she hung up on me. I didn't hang up on her. There's a few falsities in that tweet thread. Episode 5 coming at you soon. Good luck out there. John and Waz, they're the best of friends. Their neighbor Kevin is always annoying them. Their wacky schemes will always make you smile. They hack computers and phones with such style. You say it all day. Freak me out. They don't have girlfriends, but they swear they're not gay. Freak me out. Adventures start with the click of a mouse. Freak me out. Their landlord's gonna kick them out of the house.